还是把这个摘下吧。啊，是吧？啊 ，OK。OK， alright。还可以听得到吧？哎，还不错啊。啊
，Can everybody hear me？
、啊、
Yes， good。
啊，大家好。
How are you doing？ How are you doing？
大家都好吗
？Are you good？ Doing okay？
什么好？可以来崇拜多好。
Okay， it's good to come。
有耶稣就好。
It's good to have Jesus。
啊，有耶稣就最好了。
That is the best to have Jesus。
啊，很感谢主，今天能够在这里跟大家分享神的信实。
Thank you, Lord, that today I can be here to preach you the gospel, the message of, from God。
啊，那我今天呢，我拣选的这个题目哈，很多人可能不太熟悉，但我们大家就慢慢的了解哈。
Yeah, the topic I'm going to preach to you today is following the purpose of Jesus. Maybe we're not really familiar with this topic, but we kind of slowly we come to understand more.
我们今天讲的这个题目呢是跟随耶稣的目的。
So the theme of today's message is following the purpose of Jesus.
那我们要讲论的就是。不是说你为什么的目的来跟随耶稣。
I'm not talking about why we follow Jesus.
那就是说你跟随耶稣的一起去怀抱着耶稣他的目的。
So when you follow Jesus, you embrace the purpose of Jesus.
耶稣他有什么样的目的，你就有什么样的目的。
What purpose that Jesus embraced is also what you embrace.
很多年前有一部书，很多人都知道的，也可能看过。这本书它的名叫《标杆人生》。
You have read this book before. It's very famous. It's called The Purpose Driven Life.
有看过吗
？Have you read this book？
书啊
，Yeah, you heard this book before.
啊，它的意思就是说，大致上就是说，你需要有一个目的。
So this book actually talking about the purpose of life.
然后你需要按照你的目的来驱动你的人生。
So you need to follow that purpose to drive on your life.
但究竟你人生应该有的是什么目的呢？
So what actually the purposes of your life?
该让什么样的目的来驱动你的人生呢？
What kind of purpose that really drive your life forward?
这个题目今天很多的人
This is a question that most of us need to ponder on.
无论你今天是在哪一个阶段，哪一个年纪，这个都是一个需要思考的问题。
No matter what stage of your life now, what age you are, you need to reflect on this question.
我告诉你，大部分的人，他都是漫无目的的。
Most of people walk on this life endlessly.
有小部分的人他是有目的的。
Only a small portion of people have purpose of life.
甚至于可以很认真的按照他的目的来驱动他的生命。
But those people who are serious about the purpose of life, they really take it seriously.
但可惜他的目的并没有永恒的价值。
But the purpose of his life has no eternal value.
也不会带来任何的将来的天国的奖赏。
It won't bring the reward, the heavenly reward in eternity.
弟兄姐妹啊，你要活得精彩，你要活得有意义、有价值、有将来的奖赏，你就需要有一个正确的目的。
If you want to live a valuable life, the life with can give you the eternal reward in eternity, you need to have set your purpose.
所以我们需要跟从耶稣他的目的是什么？
So that is why we need to follow what purpose of Jesus' life that Jesus embraced.
我就以同样的一个目的来驱动这个人生。
So that is the purpose that drives our life forward.
基督徒非常讲究重生。
So we Christians really emphasize on regeneration.
那但如果你只是按照这个世界那个观念去认识重生的话，
if we only follow the world view, the this worldly view to understand regeneration,
我告诉你，对很多的人来说，重生顶多就只不过是一个新的机会。
So for most people, regeneration is just like a new opportunity.
哇，给我可以再开始一种新的人生哈。
It just gives me a new hope, new life.
但真正的重生不能够只是这样。
But this is not the real generation is not only like this.
不是单单说你有一个新的机会，再重新来一次。
It's not like you have a new life, you can have a new beginning.
我告诉你圣经给我们的重生的教导。
Now I'm going to tell you the teaching of regeneration from the Bible.
并不是单单你重新做人。
It's not about you have a turn on the new leaf.
至少你要知道你要做的不是一个普通的人。
You must know that it's not only about being a new person.
哦，不再是一个普通的人。
It's not a common person.
你是一个在圣灵里面重生的。
Because you are the one regenerated in the Holy Spirit.
那你这个重生之后呢，就是你撇弃了从前的那个你。
That is, you deny yourself, the deny your old past.
去跟随一个基督。
And then you follow Jesus.
跟随他。
Follow him.
我们刚才唱的诗歌就是跟随耶稣。
The song that we sang just now, following Jesus.
整个重生的观点，这个概念就是我现在有一个模样，有一个模式，我去跟着他。
The whole concept of regeneration is now we have this model we can follow.
所以重生的意义就是说，我按照基督那个模样。
That is how I exemplify. I learn from Jesus' example to live my life, to deal with people.
我按照耶稣他的样式来说话。
I follow Jesus' way to speak.
我按照耶稣那个恩膏来拓展神的国度。
I follow Jesus' anointing to advance His kingdom.
我按照耶稣那个样式来思想。I
follow the way Jesus think.
这个就是一个新的生命。That
is what we say, a new life.
所以我告诉你，重生的意义就是在于跟随耶稣。So
the real meaning of regeneration is following Jesus.
不再迷惘。It's
no more about myself.
那我们基督徒常常都说跟随耶稣哈。We
Christians always talking about following Jesus.
那具体上面跟随他什么呢？
The what should we follow?
那今天我愿意你知道这个奥秘哈。I
want you to know this mystery.
有9方面的跟随。There
are 9 aspects to follow.
保罗在提摩太后书里面，他的话语里面。 就是给我们知道基督徒跟随耶稣有9个方面。So
in Timothy, 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul taught us there are 9 aspects that we can follow, the way we can follow Jesus.
大家可以一起来读哈这个经文。
We can read the verse together. You have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecution, afflictions.
Amen.
Amen.
我告诉你啊，跟随耶稣是什么？跟随耶稣就是你跟随着他的教导。So
following Jesus actually is following his teaching.
跟随着他的品行.
Following his manner of life.
跟随他的志向.
Following his purpose of life.
跟随着他那种的信心,
following his faith.
他那种的宽容,
following his loving kindness.
对不对?
It's right. Following the way how he loved. The way how he's persevered. Follow the way he being persecuted. And also his afflictions.
今天没有什么人会讲跟随耶稣的苦难。
Now today, we're not really talking about following Jesus' suffering.
我们喜欢讲跟随耶稣蒙福蒙福蒙福。
We're always talking about being blessed by following Jesus.
没有太多的人愿意听跟随耶稣他的苦难为福音的缘故来受苦。
So we're not really talking about, not much talking about following Jesus and by for the sake of the gospel and being persecuted.
今天我们讲的就是这里的第三个，这里第九个当中的第三个，这里说的志向。So
today we're going to talk about the third aspect from this verse, which is purpose.
弟兄姐妹，在圣经原文里面，志向它的原文的意思就是目的。
So actually, the original word of this word purpose in the original biblical language is meant. Direction.
我看看你的手，有谁愿意跟随耶稣的荣耀？
How many of you want to follow Jesus' glory?
跟随着耶稣将来得荣耀。
And you want to be glorified in eternity? You can raise your hand.
就跟着他的目的。
Now you need to follow His purpose.
他的目的必须要成为你今天开始驱动着你的人生的那个目的。
So His purpose needs to be your driving. Purpose, driving power to move you forward today.
弟兄姐妹，有一点非常有趣的，也很重要的。
One thing's very interesting that really struck me.
志向就是目的。
Your will actually is your purpose.
然后这个目的这个词哈。
And this word purpose.
在圣经里面，它同时间也解作呈现。 就是呈现饼的那个呈现。
Actually, this purpose in original means show or as in a shortbread.
呈现饼的那个呈现。
It's also actually referred to the shortbread.
你说奇妙不奇妙？
So don't you think it's amazing?
我告诉你，圣经里面太多很奇妙的东西，神非常。 他亲自拣选的字来使用的当中有很大很大的奥秘。
There's a lot of amazing things in the Bible. So God really chose a very special word to represent a special meaning.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道耶稣他的目的，你了解这个陈设饼，你就知道他的目的是什么。
If you can understand what's the meaning of shortbread, you will know the purpose of Jesus' life.
这个陈设饼，陈设的意思是什么？
What's the meaning of shortbread?
陈设的意思就是将某一些的事物放进去，进入这个视线里面能够看得见的。So
actually it means that you put something visible in front of you so you can see it.
那论到这个陈设饼，这个事呢，在圣经里面神是这样的吩咐。So
this is the commandment of the, from the Bible about this shortbread.
神说，要在这个桌子上面，在我面前，在我面前，常摆那个陈设饼。So
the Bible tells us, you shall set the shortbread on the table before me always.
这个吩咐是对着以前从前在旧约时代，在这个会幕里面，然后在后面以来，那个圣殿里面。
So in the holy place of the temple in the Old Testament, they set this shortbread in the holy place in the temple.
神吩咐在圣殿的圣殿里面的北方，这个会幕里面的北方要放一个桌子，然后在桌子上面他说要在我的面前常摆这个陈设饼。So
on the north side of the temple, you need to set this table and put on this table, the shortbread.
那弟兄姐妹，这个陈设饼它放在圣殿里面，它需要每一个礼拜都要换一次的。
So this shortbread need to be changed once every week.
然后呢, 每一次换这个饼的时候, 那放了一个礼拜的饼呢, 就会让这个, 当时候那个制师要把它吃掉,
So every time after setting on the table the shortbread for a week, and the priest would eat the shortbread after a week.
那然后呢, 每一个礼拜这个, 饼吃了以后呢, 又换一个新的上去的时候,
So they will exchange this old shortbread with a new one after the priest eat.
那这个新的饼从哪里来呢?
So where does a new shortbread come from?
那用手用的面粉啊盐啊那个油啊从哪里来啊?
So where do you get all this ingredient to make the shortbread? Oil, flour, and salt.
原来呢就是跑到民间的大众老百姓正用来张罗来的。Actually,
they have to go to the market to buy all these ingredients.
到老百姓他们的中间，哎，我们现在需要这个，需要这个。So
they have to go to the public market to buy all these ingredients.
所以你知道吗？每一个礼拜。 从百姓当中，老百姓当中拿回来的材料去做这个陈设饼。
So they will go and buy all this ingredient from people around to make this shortbread.
神的用意就是说，让大家都知道，神仍然接纳他们的奉献。
It also means that God really accepts the offering for you.
这个概念就是有一个神在这里接纳我们的奉献。It
means that there is a God being here accepting our offerings.
这个神他还是我们的神。And
this God is our God.
他跟我有关系。There
is a relationship between God and I.
他悦纳我。And
he accepts me.
他接受我们。He
has received me.
怎么知道他接受我们?
How do you know that he accepts you? He accepts the offering that we offer to him.
然后呢，这个陈设饼在那里被那个制师吃的时候，
So when this shortbread was eaten by the priest,
那你要明白，在旧约里面，制师永远在神的面前是代表着所有神的子民。
So you need to remember in the Old Testament, the priest. Actually, is a representative of all people before God. When the priest is eating the shortbread in the tabernacle, in the temple, So when the priest is eating the shortbread, it means that he is a representative of all people of God receiving the blessing and gracious blessing from God.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是陈设饼，它的作用就是在这里。This
is the function of the shortbread at that time.
那其实呢，在中文圣经，它翻译成为陈设饼哈。So
actually, in the Chinese translation, it used 陈设饼。
也许更贴切原文的可以说是什么呢？面前饼。So
if according to the original meaning, actually the better translation is bread of presence.
真棒，毛笔真棒，好厉害。啊，thank
you.
对呀，它原文它是有一个这样的一个意义在里面，这个是一个面前饼。
So you can see the contextually meaning, the meaning of this word in the original language,
presence.
Because shortbread actually is setting before God.
然后呢,这个饼呢,它的目的是什么?它的目的有两个方面。
There are two purposes of this shortbread.
第一个方面呢,就是它要彰显神的同在。The
first purpose is to manifest the glory of God.
啊, 人,
the glory presence of God.
啊, 把人领到神的面前,
leading people before God.
然后第二个方面呢,
What's the second purpose?
就是他让神能够在哪里靠着这个饼能够展示他的同在，然后呢，能够把他的恩典列出来。
And the second purpose is God will manifest His presence in front of His people and show the mercy and grace to His people.
Oh, 让他的恩典陈列出来。
So He's dispensing His grace one after one to His people.
弟兄姐妹，我们要明白，我们要看见这个陈设饼它的目的。然后我们也要看见这个陈设饼其实就是指向耶稣的。
But actually, not only we need to know the meaning of this showbread, but actually this showbread refer ultimately to Jesus.
你知道吗？在约翰福音里面，当耶稣说“我就是生命的粮”。
So in the book of Gospel, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
当耶稣说他是生命的粮的时候，他就是说我就是那个陈设饼。
When Jesus said, "I am the bread of life," he actually referred, "I am that showbread."
他就是那个面前饼。
He is the one bread of presence.
所以弟兄姐妹，他的目的，耶稣他有目的的。
The God of Jesus has a purpose.
他的目的就是要彰显神的同在。
So his purpose is to manifest God's presence.
要把你领到神的面前。
In order to lead you before God.
他要在你的生命里面随时随地的展示神的同在。
He wants to use you to manifest God's presence in your life.
无论你处于任何的情况，他就要在哪里丰丰富富的把神的恩典陈列出来。
No matter where you are, what you're doing, He is using you to manifest His presence.
当耶稣说人活着不是单靠食物。
Then when Jesus said, people live not by the bread alone,
而是靠神口里所出的一切的话。
But on the word that proceed out of the mouth of God.
我告诉你，人能够在神面前活着，靠的不是用食物，靠的乃是用神的话语来喂养。
Truly, I tell you, it is not by bread alone we can live before God, but it is by the word of God, proceed out of the mouth of God, we can live before Him.
所以非常的重要，每一天，每一天都需要有一个时间喂养这个。
So this is very important that every day you need to feed your spiritual life with the word of God.
你需要把那些经文再看。
You need to read the verses and scriptures over and over.
再默想。
And reflect and meditate on the word.
我就能够长大了。
And then I can grow.
耶稣就是那个道成肉身的，成了肉身的道。
God, Jesus actually is the word of God becoming flesh.
当我们喂养神的话语的时候，神在基督里面的恩典的那个真理就让我们强大。
So that is the truth of God really feed us and make us grow spiritually.
所以弟兄姐妹，每一次当你守这个圣餐的时候，
So every time when you observe the Lord's Supper,
你嘴里吃的是一个普通的饼哈。
Yeah, what you are eating in your mouth is a normal bread.
但按照你的信心，
But according to your faith,
你的灵魂在吃的就是耶稣这个面前饼这个身体。
Actually, you are eating the bread of presence in spirit before God.
然后当你吃这个饼的时候，
Then when you're eating this bread,
那是表明了你这个是一个盟约，你知道吗？
This is the covenant.
这是一个盟约。
This is the covenant.
就是表明了现在你跟耶稣紧密的连接着。
It means that you have a very close relationship bonding with Jesus.
你就是他在地上面的肢体。
You are part of Him on this earth.
所以弟兄姐妹，那个陈屑饼哈，它不单单代表耶稣基督。
So not only that bread of presence represent Jesus, refer to Jesus.
它也指向每一个所有在基督耶稣里面，在他的身体里面被穿进去的。
He also referred to everyone who is part of this body of Christ.
你知道吗？这个陈屑饼它摆在圣殿的里面，摆在神的面前的。它不是单独的放在台上面的。
Don't you know that when this shortbread was set in the temple, it's not by him alone, by it alone, but it's alone setting on in the temple.
那个陈屑饼呢？它实在是一共分着有十二块的，十二块。
You will see there are 12 shortbread.
然后呢，十二块排起来呢，就是拼起来的，就是这个陈屑饼。
And this 12 shortbread actually is combining together. They step up together.
为什么是十二呢？
Why is 12?
十二这个数目就代表着在旧约时代那个以色列十二个支派。
This 12 actually referred to the 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament.
然后他也指着在新约里面真正以色列的信徒。
He also referred to the new Israel, the new believer in the New Testament.
所以刚才你有举手的,
So those who raised hand just now,
你说对, 我跟随耶稣的荣耀, 我跟着他的目的。
Yes, I follow Jesus' glory and I follow his presence, his purpose.
耶稣作为这个陈屑饼的目的是什么?
What's the purpose of Jesus being this shortbread?
这个就是你驱动你的人生的目的。
That is the purpose that drives you forward in your life.
哦，你就是在地上面。我说你就是这个地上面的陈屑饼。
So you need to say to yourself, I am the shortbread on this earth.
当耶稣活在你的里面的时候
，That when Jesus lives in you.
当你领受圣餐，跟耶稣联合为一的时候
，When you receive as I receive the Lord's Supper, you are united with Christ.
那个是这个荣耀的开始。
That is the beginning of this glory.
这个荣耀的人生的目的。
That is the beginning of this glorious life.
都是你的了。
That belongs to you.
耶稣作为这个陈屑饼，这个面前饼，他怎么把人带到神的面前？
Being this shortbread, how Jesus bring people before God.
把人领到神的视线里面看得见。
Bring people in vicinity of God's presence.
你们，我们都要做。
You, and all of us here.
这个是我们的目的。
This is all our purpose.
然后陈屑饼是要祭司的放在神的面前的。
And this shortbread need to be set before God all the time.
我告诉你，无论这个世界演变到什么的地步
，No matter how this world will come to be，
可能2021年可能会更糟糕也不定。
Maybe 2021 will be the worst. Will be worse than last year.
哪怕天塌下来了。
The sky will collapse.
我也要选择常常停留在神的那里。
I need to decide to be in the presence of God, to live in His presence.
诗篇九十一篇一开始说什么？那住在隐秘处的。
So Psalm 91 said what? Living in a shadow.In a secret place of God.
就是你总是停留在神的同在，在他的面前。
It means that you always stand in presence before Him.
陈屑饼无论放在哪里，哪里就是神施恩的地方。
Wherever you set this shortbread, there is a place where the God's presence is manifested.Where you go, wherever you go, the grace of God follow you. We need to see our life like this.
Why?
This is why the Bible said his love following us.
都念过吗? 诗篇23篇?
You all read this Psalm 23 before.
他的慈爱总是跟着我。
Your loving kindness is always with me.
对啊,你跑到哪里,
wherever you go, wherever you run, his loving kindness follows you. Many Christians know how to praise God, worship God, and praise that God, your mercy and your grace is always upon me. So I once more and more Christians were professed that God, your grace be manifested through me, and people will see God's grace and mercy and blessing through me. It's not about me being blessed. It's not about myself, this person being blessed. It's about how you bring this blessing to your family members, to your workplace, to the people around you, to your neighborhood, to your community. That is where you go, the blessing of God follow you. This is life. This is life.
我告诉你，从前在旧约的时代，神他因为是 那个救恩还没有成就哈。
In the Old Testament, the salvation of God is not accomplished yet.
那所以呢，神他只能够躲在这个至圣所哈，这个圣殿里面后面那个至圣所，他不能够走出来。
So at that time, God actually dwelt in the holiest and holy of the tabernacle. At that time, God disclosed himself, enclosed himself.
他不能够跑出来,
he couldn't come out.
他要把自己藏起来,
he needed to hide himself.
为什么?
Why?
如果他出来的话, 他的荣耀,
if he manifests himself, his glory
哦, 会把人都毁灭掉了,
will bring people to perish. Because at that time, salvation is not accomplished yet.
弟兄姐妹，今天耶稣成就了救恩啊！But
brothers and sisters, today Jesus has already accomplished this salvation.
我告诉你，神不要再躲在圣殿里面了。God
is no more hiding himself in the tabernacle.
你跑到哪里，神就说我也要到哪里啊！So
wherever you go, God is with you.
所以这个就是你担任的角色。So
that is a role that you need to play today.
神说。
God said,
你的社区他需要在哪里彰显他的同在?
He said that you need to manifest God's presence in your community.
所以他把你放在这个社区。
So he put you in this community.
神说你的家族里面,你的家庭里面,他需要在你的家,你的家族里面,他要彰显他的同在。
God said he wants to manifest his presence in your household, so he wants to use you.
所以在你的家里面，你就是那个陈设饼。So
you are that shortbread in your family.
我告诉你，甚至于今天风魔全球的所有千千万万的人都在沉迷的那个电脑的网络世界。Million
or million people on all across this globe, they all addicted to the cyber internet.
神说我也要进去哪里？
God said, I want to be inside there too.
然后神说，我也要用你那个平台来走进不同的人的生命。God
said, I want to use that platform to save many.
所以今天我们也有在家里面在网络的聚会，感谢主。So
today we have an online service, so we have brother and sister online to worship.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是你的目的。
Brother and sister, that is your purpose.
如果主愿意的话, 你也可以在Facebook里面, 做Facebook里面的陈设饼。
If God is willing, you also can be a shortbread in your Facebook.
你恳求耶稣给你智慧，在 Twitter 里面先要有一个陈设饼放在哪里。
You ask Jesus for the wisdom how to be the showbread in your Facebook.
哦，然后你不能够单单只是一个摆设。
It's not only about showing. It's not about this showing.
在哪里我要让人看到神的恩典。
But you need to put in vicinity of many people in front of them, make them visible.
弟兄姐妹，我们在已经是一个在末世的一个很后期的一个阶段。
We are living in the very, very end of this age.
时间不多了。
The time is short.
机会不多了。
No much opportunities.
你需要的话，就在微信，就在 WhatsApp， 就在什么的方法，你这个陈设饼就要放进去。
So whatever, any way you can do, just put, be that showbread.
我告诉你，在你的身边有一些的亲戚朋友哈。
I told you, many relatives around you.
除了你以外，可能再没有另外一个。
Besides you, no more other showbread in your household.
你就千万要抓住机会。
You need to grab that opportunity.
我要把这个人领到神的面前。
I want to lead this person to Christ.
这个是我的目的。
That is my purpose.
我要施恩给他。
I want to dispense God's grace on him.
他要从我身上得到神的恩惠、祝福。
He needs to have the blessing and grace from me.
弟兄姐妹，在信仰里面有很多的知识，你脑袋里面你装满了，你明白了是一回事。
Most of the time, our brain is stuffed with many knowledge of God.
但在现实生活里面，你实行出来又是另外一回事。
But there is another story in reality to practice God's principles.
今天我鼓励大家，无论如何，我们要继续不断的怀抱着对生命的热情。
So today I'm encouraging your brother and sister to embrace this passion of life.
唯有是这个生命的热情能够让你坚持这个心智这个目的。
Only if you are passionate for your life, you can consistently and persistently fix your eyes on this purpose of life.
在哥罗哥罗西书哈。这个圣经的话语里面他说，其实在原文里面他说要思念上面的事。
So in the book of Colossians chapter 3 said that you need to set your mind on heavenly above, heavenly things above.
原文的意思要把你的热情放在上面的事。
It said that you need to set your passion on the things above.
让我们要常常提醒我们自己。
We always need to remind ourselves.
你还保持着对生命的热情吗？
Do you still embrace as a passion for life?
你对生命的热情都放在什么的东西？
What kind of passion do you have in your life?
我告诉你，太多的时候人对生活哈。当面对琐碎的困扰的时候，面对磨难的日子的时候，他慢慢的他失去了生命的热情。
So when we encounter difficulties in our life, normally our passion to live on is getting less and less.
特别是在一个瘟疫当中。
Especially when we put ourselves in a comfort zone.
在一场瘟疫哈。
瘟疫 ，OK. When we during the COVID, especially when during this time the COVID-19.
我告诉你，很多人已经失去了本来对生命的热情。
I could tell you honestly, a lot of people they lost their passion for life.
以前可能他有过他的理想。
They might have a strong will in the past.
但他遭遇了失望。
That when they despair, they experience the despair.
他面对生活的压力。
They've encountered the pressure, the stress.
他不再能够 希望什么的梦想。
No more dreams and no more passion.
然后慢慢的，以前那个火热的心就失去了。
And the passion for life is getting lower, getting less.
哥罗西书他说要把你的热情放在上面的事，不要放在地上面的东西。
The Colossians said you need to set your passion on the things above.
他有道理的。
There's the truth there.
因为你对下面的事如果没有保持热情的话，
If you don't set your passion on things above,
这个世界会很快速的为你提供一些东西来给你补上。
This world will provide you something else to replace that your passion on things above.
一个 iPhone 新的 iPhone 推出来了。
When you have a new iPhone,
哇，一窝蜂的蛮有热情的去追啊。
So you're so passionate to pursue that new iPhone.
一个电视剧哈，新的电视剧出来了。
The new drama series or TV series come out.
哇，我的偶像又拍戏了。
My TV star now comes on scene again.
啊，满腔的热情又去追啊。
And then you're so passionate to pursue this movie stars.
你看这个歌手啊，你看这个歌手多么的棒啊，我的偶像啊哈。
So this is my idol. This is my movie star. This is something that I pursue.
他又有新歌来了。
So now there's a new songs come out.
又满腔热情的去搜索他喜欢的歌曲哈。
So you kind of keep searching the new song, new come out, new album from this.
弟兄姐妹，我不是说你不能够有这些东西。
I'm not saying that you cannot have all this.
但如果你把你的热情放在这些东西的时候
，But if you set your passion on all this thing,
它会捆绑你的灵魂。
It would bound your spirit, your soul.
你再不能够有正确的热情放在下面的时候。
You won't have a true passion on things above.
不要让这个世界夺去了你的对神的爱。
Don't let this world, worldly thing, grab, stray, make you go astray from God.
神的话多么的真实，人若爱这个世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
How true the word of God, if you love this world, the love of God will be inside of you.
啊，让我们保持对生命有热情，把我们的热情放在上面的事。
We just pray that our heart, soul, set our mind on things above, not on the earthly things.
保持做这个面前饼，这个橙色饼的这个目的
consistently and persistently being the shortbread in front of God.
祝福大家。
May God bless you all.